5 generations of love for this city in Jacksonville, and I cannot tell you how excited I am to bring this city together and move us forward and be a city that works for everybody.
Probably still pinching herself this morning, Mayor-elect Donna Deegan, live with us on Jacksonville's Morning News. I know our time is short, so I want to dive right in. How crucial were Republicans to your win, Donna?
Rich, so important. You know, we talked about this so much during the campaign. Every time somebody would interview me, they'd say, what about Democratic turnout? What about Democratic turnout? That was, and obviously, I wanted everybody to turn out. But at the end of the day, I always knew that it was going to take all of us. It was going to take a coalition of Democrats, Republicans, and independents. And the truth is, that's exactly how I wanted to win this campaign, because I think it's so important to bring people together and bring their voices into the room. So I'm so excited about the way we won this race, and I'm excited to lead.
I know you're probably putting out your planning now, including hiring of staff and the like. There's a lot of when questions that have to come up. When will you meet with Sheriff T.K. Waters, for example?
We have not spoken yet. I understand that the sheriff may be calling me today. I hope so. I've said to you before, and I really truly believe this. I know that both of us have the safety and well-being of our community as our number one priority. So I expect us to work very well together. I'm not even slightly concerned about that. I know that the campaigning is what it is, but at the end of the day, we both have the goal of a safe community, and I believe that will be our number one priority, both of us.
When, upon taking office, will you appoint a chief health officer?
That'll be one of the first things that we do. It'll you know, very first thing will be to come in and open the blinds and let some transparency in, and then we'll get to work on the three pillars. But that'll be quick.
And when, upon starting office, will the resumption and restart of some kind of the Jacksonville journey, at least looking at it, begin? Do you have a target date that you would like to be able to say to the community that we're reinstituting part of that?
You know, obviously, I'm going to have to talk with Sheriff Waters about that, because he'll play a role in that as well. But I've made it very clear in the campaign that I think it is a huge part of being a safer community. I think that in addition to putting more officers on the streets, we need to focus on things like literacy and food deserts and other things that contribute to what ultimately are higher crime numbers. So I hope we can do that relatively quickly. I hope that Sheriff Waters I believe Sheriff Waters will also be on that page.
You said last night, and you told us in our mayoral candidate forum, that you want to try to lure one of your kids back who's in the Tampa area. But it speaks to a larger issue of how do we attract young professionals to Jacksonville? How will you judge success that way?
Well, I think we attract young professionals by both giving them the educational opportunities and the innovative job opportunities that they want, bringing more arts and culture to downtown and giving them a place to live. They like urban settings. That's why, you know, another reason downtown is so important. So I'm really looking forward to creating a city where our kids and their kids are going to want to stay and thrive. And as you said, I'm hoping to bring my daughter back from Tampa. So I'm hoping I'm example number one.
Jerry Holland, our political analyst last night and the incoming supervisor of elections, you know, Jerry, from all of his deep connections in Jacksonville, said, hey, you're the first woman you're going to be judged with probably even more scrutiny. How will you judge yourself?
Listen, I have said from the very beginning, I just want to be true to my values, which I believe are Jacksonville values. And as long as we are putting people first and bringing people into the process, and making sure that our policies are always very people forward, I think we're going to be okay. I am somebody who has had a long history in this city of working with people in this community. And I think that we are in a great position to bring the city together and to create an opportunity for everybody. I really am so excited.
Because your voice isn't holding up, I'm not going to have you do a big Duval yell over the air, but any closing message to the
citizens?
I just
want to say thank you to you for the opportunity to share so much during the campaign. And thank you to everyone who voted for me and for those who didn't. I look forward to being your mayor.
Jacksonville mayoral-elect Donna Deegan, congratulations once again. And we'll let you get on that note as Jacksonville's only all-news morning show continues. There's a lot to dig into over the coming hours, and we'll continue to dissect some of the key priorities that will come ultimately from the new administration over the coming weeks. You can count on that here on 104.5 WOKV.